Chapter 12, The Oath of Tyndareus. The goddess Hera saw Paris and Helen set sail for Troy. "So, Aphrodite thinks she can get away with her plan," she thought, and she sent a huge storm to sink their ship. "Go to Menelaus," she then said to her messenger Iris. "Tell him he was a fool to leave his wife alone with Paris, and that he has now lost her." Iris flew on the back of a rainbow to Menelaus and told him the news. In a fury, Menelaus immediately went to his brother Agamemnon. "Brother," he cried, "Helen is gone. She left with that peacock from Troy." Agamemnon tried to comfort his brother. "We will get her back," he said. "You have not forgotten the oath of Tyndareus, I hope." Tyndareus was the husband of Leda and the stepfather of Helen. He had brought her up, and he knew the effect Helen's beauty had on men. So when the kings of Greece came to ask her to be their wife, he would not let her see them. He was afraid that, if she chose one man, the others would try to steal her, like Theseus had done. There would be war. The suitors grew restless. Then one day King Odysseus came to the palace. "I have an idea," he said, "and I will tell you what it is if you let me marry your niece Penelope." Tyndareus was surprised. "You did not come for Helen?" "No, I love Penelope." "That is odd. So what is your idea?" "Make the suitors swear an oath. If anyone takes Helen after her marriage, all of them must join forces to bring her back." Tyndareus liked the idea, and he made the suitors swear this oath. Then Helen chose the handsome Menelaus as her husband, and they were married. And so, now, since Helen had been taken from her husband, it was time to call the kings of Greece together and go to war.